you're smiling, Dan.
Well, I'm ready to talk Super Bowl, Brad, with our next guest, Barth Keck. Barth is a high school English teacher, football coach, teaches courses in media literacy and journalism, writes for CT News Junkie, and he is in the Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Barth, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you very much. I didn't realize that I was in that special chair, but I appreciate
it. You're in the special chair, and I mean, it's made especially for people like yourself.
Okay.
Hey, Barth, what can we expect from a media perspective? Let's start, first of all, with the pregame show on Sunday. How long are these pregame shows going to go?
They're up to 7 hours now. I think you start at 11 a.m., and you can just sit there on your couch from 11 a.m. until kickoff around 6:40, I guess is what they say, and you can just watch every pregame show that you want, 7 straight hours.
Barth, you know, one of the things that I feel is going to happen at halftime with Lady Gaga is that she is going to do something political. I just have that feeling, and there are those who agree with that. And if that happens, I think that it's going to kill the Super Bowl for the last half, and I'm surprised that the National Football League, because they already discussed it with her, didn't say, hey, look, you cannot do that.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a possibility. What I have read is that she claims that she's not going to do that, and if for no other reason, from a purely marketing standpoint, she has a new LP that's coming out. I don't know if you can call them LPs anymore, but she's got an album coming out with a slightly different sound, and she's trying to, it's actually a harder rock and country. It's a older demographic, and she's having Tony Bennett, I think, is making a guest appearance. And so if she does also use that same venue to make a political statement, I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to get publicity, no doubt about that, but I don't know how well that'll help her marketing efforts.
Well, so, Tony Bennett certainly would not want to be participating in something like that.
Well, no, he's participating on the CD, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I read that.
But he's going to be at the. I heard he was going to be there, too.
Yes, he is supposed to make a guest appearance.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, wow. Oh, yep. That's interesting. Very interesting. I don't think it would make, from a marketing perspective to me, Barth, it wouldn't make any sense either from Lady Gaga's perspective, Tony Bennett's perspective, or the National Football League.
That's right. And, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe she'll go total rogue, because certainly, you know, anything's possible these days.
What about advertising, Barth? I had read as recently as Monday that Fox hadn't sold out all of the advertising. What have you heard?
I checked that this morning. I couldn't find it either. I'm sure that they have sold out. The question is whether they've sold out at like full price. You know, the average prices were between $5 million and $5.5 million for a 30-second spot. So they might have had to give away a few bargain spots at the end. But I honestly don't know if they sold all the premium.
$5.5 million for a 30-second spot.
That's correct. Wow. That's correct.
Wow.
The whole Super Bowl advertising phenomenon has really shifted largely because of digital. I mean, you could probably see almost all of the advertisements online even before they air. So, the whole surprise factor is pretty much gone from it. So I think a lot of the cachet that went with Super Bowl ads historically has waned a lot and that's why they might have had trouble selling the ad spots.
Now, I thought I read where one of the Budweiser ads is going to promote that Budweiser was founded by an immigrant.
In fact, I viewed that ad, and that is the message. And, you know, if a one-minute ad and you see him go through various struggles until he actually works with, you know, the Anheuser and the Busch, the guys work together to make the American beer, which I find kind of ironic in that, you know, Anheuser-Busch is now owned by a Brazilian Belgian conglomerate, but nonetheless, yeah, they do try to push the immigrant story, and that's apparently not the only politically sort of oriented ad.
Really? What else is out there?
Well, there's an Audi ad that's been getting a lot of buzz. It's a 1 minute ad where there is a girl who's in a soapbox derby style race, and she is seen, you know, going through the race down the hill, and there's all these boys who try to, you know, beat her to the finish line, and she ultimately wins. And as she's going through this, the narrator is explaining how women in the country have gone through struggles, and this girl is going to grow up, and she's not going to make as much money as the boys that car she's racing with, things of that nature. And so, and Audi ends the ad with a tagline that says that they support equal pay. So, you know, that's pretty political for a Super Bowl ad.
And you know what surprises me, maybe I'm completely wrong, Dan, but what surprises me is that the NFL doesn't have any regulations at all. I mean, you can do, you know, if the singer wants to sing what she wants to sing, and they don't have any rules. Let's put it that way.
Go ahead, Parth. I mean, Roger Goodell, he's known for trying to keep a tight lid on things, and they did actually reject a GNC, General Nutrition Center ad, largely because GNC sells a lot of supplemental, quote unquote, medicine, performance enhancing type of thing, and they don't want to send the wrong message. So there is oversight. It's just, you know, they have to walk that fine line between looking like, you know, they're making sure that the correct message is getting out there and not overstepping their bounds and limiting freedom of speech. So it's, you know, it's a tough spot right now for a league like the NFL, plus the fact that the NFL ratings have been down this season by like 8%.
Yeah, that's the other big thing. Now, any hint as to what the ratings might be on Sunday? You think they might be lower this year, or now because it's the Super Bowl, they'll get their usual record high ratings?
That's a great question. The most watched Super Bowl was 2 years ago when the Patriots beat the Seahawks, and that was almost 115 million. Last year, it was down to just over 101 million, or 111 million, excuse me. So I don't know. I my guess would be if it follows the trend of this season where the ratings were down, especially in the first half of the season, largely due to the presidential election. They did uptick by about 4% or so the second half of the season. I don't think we're going to see that level. Maybe they'll reach last year, but I don't think we're going to see any record. That would be my guess.
You know, another thing too is that the media, they went after the great quarterback of the Patriots. They went after him as far as he was for Trump. He voted for Trump, and he does not want to talk about it. Brady said, "I don't want to talk about that. That's my private life." And yet the media has been going after him and after him. I wonder if they're going to continue that right up until game time.
Well, as you well know, it's all about controversy, and they want to create the buzz. And, you know, full disclosure here, I'm a Patriots fan. And it's not only Tom Brady, but Bill Belichick has, you know, come out as a Trump supporter. And Robert Kraft has mentioned that he and Trump have been close. So they're going to try to dig and get what they can. But the way that the Patriots organization works from the top down when it comes to football, that it's all about the football. I mean, they haven't been successful just by chance, you know, and a lot of that is that, you know, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they will absolutely stick to the mission, which is to win the football game. You know, and that kind of also leads to the next question of what's going to happen when Roger Goodell might have to hand the trophy over to Tom Brady at the end of the game.
Well, he made the statement that that he doesn't hold anything against Brady. I mean, he's somebody that I'm not a fan of. Let's put it that way.
Goodell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you're pretty much in good company there, because what I've read also says that a lot of fans and even the majority of the players in the NFL aren't really big Goodell fans. So he's suffering somewhat of a PR crisis. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of people would allege that it's a largely of his own making by making such a big deal out of Deflategate and just drawing it out. So we'll see. I mean, the NFL, this has been a season of challenges, and we shall see if they're able to overcome it. But they're lucky, though, in that I think this is potentially the best matchup and the most competitive game they could have asked for.
I think you're right. Barth Keck, CT News Junkie, one of our popular features here in the morning. And Barth, thanks a million for sharing some time with us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.